And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Devin Booker stays clutch. LaMelo Ball's first start is overshadowed by his teammate. And Atlanta fans, if you come at the King, you best not miss. It was an entertaining 9-game night in the association. Let's go! I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Tuesday, February 2nd. Phoenix Suns, Dallas Mavericks. What a game. The Mavs were so desperate for a victory, having lost 5 in a row, and their defense was playing like it, scrapping and clawing their way to a 2-point lead, 24 seconds left on the clock. Chris Paul had the ball for the Phoenix Suns. The Wizard had a masterful game, but he couldn't tie it on a layup attempt that he just blew. It was wide open. Looking good for Dallas, but DeAndre Ayton comes up with the offensive rebound. He's tied up, so it's a jump ball that Kristaps Porzingis wins, but it's knocked out of bounds off Dallas, so Phoenix has another chance. Cue Devin Booker. Now, Chris Paul has the ball. He's being guarded by Maxi Kleber very, very well. But here comes Devin Booker. Such a clutch player coming around a screen. Gets the ball beyond the three-point line. Just a 2 to tie, a 3 to win. He rises up over Josh Richardson's great defense. And it goes down. Devin Booker. What a huge shot. He had 15 points in the fourth quarter. His head coach, Monty Williams, was riding him hard despite him coming back from a hamstring injury. He had missed 4 straight games. And Monty Williams was not supposed to play him as many minutes as he did, but he needed every single second. Devin Booker, 24 points overall, and he must be in that conversation. One shot to win the game. Who you got? Because he has hit 5 go-ahead shots in the final 5 seconds of a game. Since he entered the league, only Russell Westbrook has made more during that time, thanks to ESPN Stats and Info for that one. But as our man John Schumann points out on NBA.com, Westbrook's percentages, not so good on those shots. He has just had a lot of opportunities. So who's in that conversation? Devin Booker, Damian Lillard, of course. You'd think Luka would be in that conversation, but he hasn't been shooting the ball that well. He had 25 points in this one. Josh Richardson chipped in with 24 in a game that, the Mavs thought they had. Chris Paul, though, 34 in this one. Luka will face Trae Young on Wednesday night in Atlanta. Always a highly anticipated game. Two guys that were traded for each other during the 2018 draft. And let's talk about Trae Young, because he and the Atlanta Hawks hosted the Lakers on Monday night. Always a highly anticipated game for me as an Atlantan. Love watching the purple and gold come to town. But Trae was having a great night setting up his teammates as the Lakers forced him to do that. He had 16 assists in this one, although he had 7 turnovers. But when a fan angered LeBron James, it was over for the Hawks. LeBron loves to be motivated by opposing fans. It was on this very road trip, a Cavs executive egged him on, and he had a fantastic finish to that game in Cleveland. So when a couple started yelling some things his way, and the lady was pointing her finger very forcefully at LeBron, well, James talked to the referee, the refs ejected the couple, and LeBron ended the game a little bit later on a tear. It was kind of reminiscent of way back in 08. It was Chris Bosh's girlfriend standing up, pointing her finger when he was with the Toronto Raptors. That lit LeBron's fuse, and so did this. It was close down the stretch. LeBron liked that. Final 112, he had 9 points, including a 3 from a couple steps beyond the line. Good night, LeBron. Ends the Lakers road trip with a victory, a 5-2 road trip for LA when all is said and done. Hornets Heat. LaMelo Ball made his first start for Charlotte because of Terry Rozier's injury. But it was another Hornet who also got additional playing time that stole the show. It looked like it was Jimmy Butler's night, though. 8 straight in the fourth quarter as he was telling his team quite forcefully to give him the basketball as much as possible. Jimmy had 25 in his second game back for the Heat. Miami up 10. 4 minutes remaining. Q Malik Monk, the 11th overall pick, fourth season out of Kentucky, hasn't found his way, but he brought the Hornets back in this one. He hit the game-tying three to send this thing to overtime, and he finished with a career-high 36 off the bench. 9 threes for Malik Monk. The mesh was just loving his shooting in Miami. It's almost like it was eating it up. It was scrumptious. It was all I heard on the broadcast. Devontae Graham, also a real important 6 threes for Charlotte. He had 24. Hornets beat Miami. As for Ball, he did have a decent night, but he picked up silly fouls to put him in foul trouble. Now, this is the line you can probably expect from LaMelo Ball going forward. 3 of 11, 14 points, 7 assists, 5 boards, 3 turnovers. And you just know the critics are coming for him if he continues to be a starter. He's just going to be evaluated differently than he was when he was coming off the bench. Rockets Thunder. The Rockets destroyed OKC in the first quarter, scoring 48 points. All you could say is, wow. Well, Oladipo would for the Rockets. Led a roster that had 10 guys who hit threes on this night. I think they're going to have to make some room for Christian Wood in the All-Star game. I know it's going to be tough for him to make it, but how can you deny this team that is now above 500 a roster spot in the All-Star game? This is great stuff. Also great stuff, and speaking of awards, give Grizzlies Taylor Jenkins Coach of the Year right now. The Grizzlies have overcome injuries to their best players, and they have started at 9-6. Memphis blew out the Spurs, giving them 7 straight wins. Wow, it was the 5th straight game the Grizzlies have had at least 5 players in double figures. Gorgui Dieng scored 19. Brandon Clark had 18. Kyle Anderson and DeAnthony Melton added 17. And Ja only had 13 to go with 8 assists. How impressive is that? Ja has missed 8 games this season. Jaren Jackson Jr. and Justice Winslow haven't even played a minute. Jonas Valanciunas is out. And that's why it's astonishing they bullied the Spurs for a 62-32 advantage in the paint to sweep the baseball doubleheader. You're out of here, San Antonio. Kings Pelicans. Most pelicans are far too large to be preyed upon by foxes. But there's one fox that can outweigh the large brooding bird. This unique fox species, called the Dieran, waits for the bigger bird to tire and then pounces. The waiting period is approximately 36 minutes, and then the Dieran follows that up with 12 minutes of relentless pressure, which finally breaks the bird. The Dieran will hit the pelican, sometimes called the Zion, with smooth, gliding maneuvers, which may result in 17 pelicans' lesions in those 12 minutes. Those lesions are also known as points. Before you know it, the Dieran fox will have made 38 points, and the pelican must retire for the evening. 3 more games to catch you up on. Blazers, Bucks. Bucks hitting threes after 2 teams decimated them with the 3 ball. They hit 21 of them from several guys in a rout over Portland. I can't imagine Coach Mike Budenholzer being any happier. 10 of his players hitting threes, and none from the 2-time reigning MVP. Well, that's bud ball at its finest. It's similar to what happened earlier this year when the Bucks set the NBA record of 29 made threes in a game when 12 of their players hit a 3-pointer and none were from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Timberwolves, Cavs, Colin Sexton, well, he tweaked his ankle on Sunday, so there was a worry that he wouldn't be able to play the next night. Back at it again, scoring 26 in a win over Minnesota. Jared Allen added 23 points, 18 boards, and 5 blocks in what will hopefully be a showing of the Cavs' future at point guard and center. Last game, Knicks Bulls, Chicago's Lauri Markkanen, coming off a 31-point night, delivered another 30 spot, including 6 threes. Zach LaVine had 17 of his 21 in the second half to give the Knicks their 5th loss in 6 games. Although it seems like these teams are just destined to have the same record this season. Knicks are 9-13. The Bulls are 8-11. They face each other again Wednesday in the second half of the old new baseball doubleheader. I will be back tomorrow to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode today on Tuesday. I'll see you tomorrow.